Okay, first of all, thank you very much for agreeing to talk with us. Just so we can capture it on the camera and on the record, can you just state your full name and what it is that job that you hold here at the mine?
My name is Lawrence Kayensa, and I'm working as a team leader in the company by name of Ubuntu Small Scale Mining,
okay,
which is subcontracted in Mdikwe Mining in Beggarsport.
Okay.
Well, I'm Simon Pongo. I'm also working under Ubuntu Small Scale Mining Company. And I'm working there as a operator.
As an operator, okay. And how can you just tell us how long you've been here in this? How long? When? Since when have you been working here?
In fact, I have started working in the mine industry in 1979.
Okay.
Then I left the mine in 1990, and in 1998, I joined this company.
1998.
Okay. By then, the company was operating in Klerksdorp. Then I've been transferred from Klerksdorp to this area.
And what year were you transferred here?
I came here in 2003.
Right.
Then I left the company. Then I came back in 2005.
2005.
Yes.
Okay. And yourself?
Yes. I started here, I think it's 2003. This area.
Okay.
And also I'm from Klerksdorp. The same company.
The same company. Okay.
Yes.
So you've been in the community for a while. Okay, we're just going to take a few steps back because it's interesting. We're just getting stories of different people here. You've been working clearly in the mining industry for a long, long time, you say since the late 1970s. Yeah? Just tell us a little bit about before 1994, prior to democracy and the thing, how it was working in the mining industry. Just generally, the conditions and the situation of workers.
Okokuqala njengoko ndajoyina imine ngo-1979 ndisuka esikolweni. Njengoko ndaye ndazojoyina i-mining industry ngo-1979 ndafika kwiimeko zasezimayini zisebugcwayibeni ngayona ndlela.
You started to join the mine after you left the school in 79.
Ndafumana ke into yokokuba ngelo thuba imine bekunzima kakhulu even uorganize into ezifana nee-unions.
And then you found that there is a lot of problem in the mines. And then about the union?
Bekunzima uorganize into
ezifana. It was difficult to organize the union, the workers.
And ingcinezelo ibimandla-mandla kakhulu apho bekho ucalucalulo. Ufumana into yokokuba even kwakwiindawo zohlala kuneendawo zabantu abamhlophe kuneendawo zabantu abamnyama.
Yeah, it was difficult because the things they were divided, like the place where the people they were staying, it was the place of white and the place of black. So I'll just put in short, I'm not going to be.
Yeah.
Then sisebenzile ke phantsi kobo bugxwayi babunjalo, ufumaniseke uba emine if we've done something wrong akho nto ingenye ngaphandle kokuba ugxothwe without a hearing.
If you done something bad in the mine, they were just dismissing you without a hearing.
Kuzothi ke phaa ku-1982 saqala ku-organize union, which is i-NUM, National Union of Mine Workers.
And by 1982, they started to organize the union called NUM.
Apho ke kubonaka izinto ezininzi ziyazitshintsha ngoku, at least if when there's something wrong, there will be hearing, then because of debts out against you.
And it's like now the union is changing most of things. If you've done something bad, there is a hearing. So they will check with action they will take it after the hearing.
Kwakwinto ezininzi ezitshintshayo such as ama-benefit sanawo into ebezikade zingekho previously.
And on the issue of the benefits also, the MD church.
Uzothi ka ngoku phantsi kwe-NUM sibona noko ngoku nangona ke kungekho nto igqibeleleyo kodwa kungafani nangela thuba loma-70s, 80s.
The way NUM did is not there is a changes because it's not like the past years. Now it's better the way they're doing.
Even that time they try to organize a big unzima because if ubufumaneka into okokuba you are busy organizing abasebenzi ububanjwa.
But that time, if they can find you, trying to organize the workers to join the union, you are supposed to be arrested.
And if our banjwanga, we are dismissed and blacklisted.
If you are not arrested, you'll be dismissed or you'll be blacklisted.
Kuthiweke sozuphinde usebenze kwasemine because une bad influence ebantwini.
And you can't work in the mine anymore because you are having a bad influence on the workers.
Even if your family passed away usemsebenzini bengekho nto imcoverishayo in terms of assisting you ukuthi uzamngcwaba kanjani uzakwenza kanjani.
And if even the family, they passed away, there was not anything covering you or assisting you to bury your family in peace and harmony.
But as on those address by NUM, no longer occupied telecom.
And you NUM address things now, things are better now.
Okay.
Although you go 100%. Right.
All right. So you I'm assuming that most of the work that you did from in the 70s, 80s, and 90s was in the Rand, around Joburg and Pretoria and that area there, in the mining sector, yeah?
I was in Velkom.
In Velkom,
yes.
Okay. And you've been a member of NUM ever since you basically, since 1982?
Since 1982.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a member of NUM.
And you now, you're a team, are you a shop steward or are you a...
Now I'm a shop steward.
Yeah.
Serving in the structure of NUM.
Okay, the NUM here. Okay, and by the way, feel free, at any even though I'm not trying to do separate, to just come in and when you want to, okay? In any of these questions. What did you feel like as a worker? I mean, we won't go into all the conditions in the mines were bad. As you said, labor relations were not very good. A lot of things were bad. How did you feel when 1994 happened, when the political changes started, when took place? What did that make you feel like as a worker and looking to the future?
Yeah, because we introduced the Informal Labor Relations Act.
It was better because they introduced the thing like LRA for the workers.
Mm-hmm. Introduced even institutions such as CCMAs, when umsebenzi enengxaki okanye kune dispute between the company and umsebenzi, you take that case up to CCMA to labor court. As long as under Zenzege after 1995.
Like the issue of the CCMA, when there is a problem between two parties, the matter it would be taken to the CCMA or
Labor Court.
Labor Court, yeah.
Yes.
And as in easy gaze in Donyan, we was cover side after that because we won this Panama Provident Fund, see, we need this Panama funeral cover, everything.
All those things.
Now, at least, the sevens are our sevens are recognized.
It's a lot of things, many things, because we saw things of the coverage of like a funeral plan and other things. So it's it's a lot of things.
Okay.
And we are free now to participate in political organization, union activities, and there's no agreement that recognizes what how elected as a leader you must do 1, 2, 3 without any restrictions.
Okay, yeah. Now, what's interesting, both of you have said you now, in the late 1990s, you shifted and you started working for a separate company, this company called Ubuntu. One of the main complaints of the unions over the last 10 years has been the process of outsourcing and casualization of labor and all of these other kinds of things. Would you consider having to go to work for a separate company and maybe not being getting all the different benefits of that as something that was a negative thing?
Yes, it was so negative because really this issue of outsourcing, you see, where these companies now, the big companies such as mine, outsourcing the work to contracting companies, where then they hiring the cheap labor people to work and doing exactly the job
same
that
job
was done by the mine.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
So
same applies as on us here. We are working as contracting company under Mutikwa, which is the mine. But we're doing the very same job.
So were both of you, I mean, did you lose your job at the mine, then you got then contacted and recruited for by this Ubuntu? How did that happen?
Now, in my case, I resigned.
Okay.
Because what happened, after the 1987 national strike, we were all dismissed. When we came back, I was demoted from the position of team leader down to the team worker by the mine. Then I decided to resign from the mine. When I resigned from the mine, then I joined this company.
Okay.
And yourself?
No, I mean, totally gone.
Right.
Mina ndi starte kuyo exactly anzanga ngisebenze elendwe emine.
So you have just started to work together with this company. Didn't work anyway for the mine company. Sure.
Okay. And you said you joined in what year when you were recruited? 2003.
Yes, in this area.
In this area right there. Okay. And just how did that work? Did in this case Ubuntu come down to the former Transkei and start recruiting people? How did you get the job?
No, the former name na he job up. I younger in Eastern Cape.
They didn't go to Eastern Cape. He found the job here.
Okay.
He did get the job here.
Okay.
In this area.
Okay.
So did you come up to Mandashoek looking for work?
Yes, I've been transferred from Klerksdorp to here.
Okay. So you were previously working at Klerksdorp. Okay. All right. So let's. We'll come back a little bit to the bigger questions, but just in terms of the issue of the work here in Mandashoek. How, first of all, what kinds of conditions do you consider yourself to be working under in this mine? Do you consider them to be good, or are things, are relations between workers? There's been a long strike here at this Modikwa mine recently, around wage differentials and a whole range of things. So describe the working relationship in this mine with management and Anglo and ARM.
You know, the problem ekhoyo ukuthi na njengamine esicinto ba iqala, I think iqale ngo 2003, earlier 2003. And uzotolikane.
Yeah.
And iqala le mine under ilendo
kusithi izawusebenza abantu balaphukaza as a project yabantu basemandasuku. And mayayiqala ke iqala ukuthi abantu afana uba baqeshwe ngabantu bale area.
The problem started in 2003 when they were saying the projects started the project like the Section 21,
yeah,
the companies.
Like
Mdigwa. They were saying the people who are supposed to work under that project or in the mine is the people who are from the local in Mandasuku. So it's where the problem started.
And into yenzekile ukuthi ngeso sikhathi mayiqala imine yaqala nge-system eyithatha kwezinye imine, like i-system yakhonops.
The way they've started, they were taking the people from other mines, like the this issue of Kenops.
I think Kenops is a continuous operation.
Yes.
Then now mabengena because kwakungekho bantu abane-experience because bonke abantu ba-around this area azange basebenze as mine ngabantu ababebatsha abanye baphuma ezikolweni.
It's not disturbing this.
Little bit.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Tell uphinde.
So into eyenzekileyo mabestarta nebastathe ngabantu ababesuka ezikolweni. Uyabona bangena-experience ngemine.
When they started to mine, they've started about the people who are from schools. Those who are not those who are not having experience about the mine.
And kuyenzeka ke ngoku make sekustathwa. Okay.
Ndingacela bathotishala.
Yeah, that would be good. Thanks.
Babe startha ke foundation ye mine ngokunokwayo. I think ngoko yami indlela yaba ne problem ekuqaleni xa babe before. In terms of amasarales wabasebenzi and so forth, because into eyenzekayo eMdikwa kukuthi iisarales zabasebenzi usebenza emgodini underground usesafisi ungumama siyafana.
And then is the way we've come to us to face the problem of the wages, the salaries, because if you can check the problem of salaries at Mdikwa, if you are working underground, you are a mother, you are a lady, you're working in the mine, the salaries are the same.
Machine operator, we in especially kwezi nantsikazi abantu.
You are driving machine, you are working underground, you are just sweeping, you are doing this, you are washing the overalls, the salary are the same.
Now, yenza ke loo nto ukuthi ke ngoku ekugcineni kwisayithi lelele labasebenzi ne-management bona ukuthi izinto azikahambi kakuhle.
And at the side of the workers and the management, and then they have realized that things they were not they didn't introduce things in a fair manner to the people, to the workers.
And londo ke yiyo ke ya results ndoba ku desk maybe kube ne strike esike sakhona emdikwa ngesikhathi esifulile.
And that thing makes the workers to be on strike.
So kamanye amazwi kwindlela nje esikuyo apha ayondlela mhlawumbe abasebenzi baphatha ngendlela efanelekileyo.
By another words abasebenzi
abakho happy
abakho
right asikafileli kwizinto esicinga ukuba
okay, they are not happy the way they are treated by the mine.
Okay. And how would you describe the relationships between yourselves and the community of Mandasuk? Because there has been some tension around what you were talking about saying people here saying no, it should be local people employed, and they're bringing others. How would you describe your relationships with the local community?
Okay, Mtoli. Yeah, Yona, he be bad. Especially classes qualifica up.
It was bad by that time we were arriving.
Because there was a perception of Zotata and Miss Evans have about Balap.
Because they were saying we'll be taking the jobs from the job for the community.
Then all the when you call for Mansukuti management is looking for his skills. that we have. Management ikhangela skills esinazo thina. So ukwenza ukuthi iphakamise inathi. Now along the line ke kwabonakala ukuthi ke ngoku at least people ba understand ukuthi we are all South Africans. Fanele ukuthi sisebenze ngendlela enansiki. Singadivari ngokwa ideas because of umqeshi.
Got it.
But although nalapho ingekabikho 100% because there's still kune individuals as it no. Thina abantu basuka kude sothatha imisebenzi yabo. I-community yalapha around Mudiba area.
And there are still individuals, people who are still saying, the people who are from outside, they are still taking jobs.
But again, at least ilungi shalonto, then, yanandi isemko kuthi kubona ukuthi kuvulwa imines ngobuninzi so that abantu bafumane imisebenzi.
And we're trying to sort that issue out. And then they have to try to open many mines in order to the people from here and other people to get job employment.
Therefore, I think our intention is to suffer.
So there is something happening. It's not like the way we were starting.
And how? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Enye into ne ukuthi the problem ebaba khona ngesikhathi I mine start to operate ne okunama promises ku community
and the reason that makes that confliction to both of them in the community is because when the mine started here they have make the promises to the community
in terms of ukuthi bazobafakela indlela amanzi zonke into ezinjalo.
They were promised that they will fix the road, they will give them water.
But it seems lezo nto azenzange zenzeke.
And they've never did.
So zenye zezinto ezenza ukuthi ke ngoku i-relationship nelilento ne-community ne-minds is around this area has been a problem, especially ilento yimdiko.
And that promises make i-relationship between the mining community to be bent.
And whereby now communities start to go to know even if umduzozo operate okanye uzovula umsebenzi funeka start a good community then ibe yiyo evumayo ukuthi no ngeza uzo operate.
And the community said if there is somebody who want to open some employment or a job for the people he must start it to the community first before he can do that.
So ngamanye amazwi akukabukho nto iright sayile situation nje intense in terms of.
So by another words there is nothing at this time happening for us.
Because if uyakhumbula kuveki nje ezidlulile kubekho abantu abakhe babanjwa somewhere apha eMandasuku bawulaliswe ezinantsikeni because of betoyitoyela ukuthi kungavula imine ethile ngapha.
If you can remember just last week's, couple of weeks, the people they were arrested from Mandasuk when they were demonstrating against the new mine that was opening that site in Mandasuk, and they've been taken to the cells.
So how would you describe the... We've also talked to one of the workers in the Section 20, one of those Section 21 companies. And he's also a member. He's joined the union. He joined NUM. How would you describe the relationships between workers like yourselves who are employed by these organizations like Ubuntu and those workers that are employed by these so-called Section 21 community-run companies? Because there seems to be also differences of understanding and pay and conditions and other things.
Yeah, it ends a guy good, especially kuma contractors, ne? Ama condition a better offer.
What is happening, especially in under the contractors? Ama condition are not the same.
Amanye ama contractors awanawo even ama benefit.
and other contractors, they don't have
any benefits.
Fumana nje isalali yakho nje uphelele la. Akuna ma profit and fund, akuna
yini. Fine, there is no profit and fund, it's nothing.
So, yeah, it's njalo nje.
It's just like that.
Okay. I wanted to try to ask you, as this mine is supposed to be a joint venture between Anglo-American and African Rainbow Minerals, right? Now, according to the official version, African Rainbow Minerals is the BEE partner in this venture. How do you as workers see that kind of arrangement, and how do you experience it in the mine properly in day-to-day operations and life? Is there any kind of thing that benefits, or is it taking away, or just describe that to us?
See, kwicala lethu njengabasebenzi ne lo mcimbi we BEE awusebenzeni because really it's individual as benefit and even uku starta kwa akondo sifumana ingathi ku Western before you see the problem is now.
Okay,
if lesi sisebenzayo ubuntu, ne? Ile nto yangu nginatsika ku former president wena, u James Mhlatsi, you see, but ina ma problems. So yona nje because ama condition avela nje angabikho right abe worse. Why iphetwe kwangaba abantu sicinge ndoba mhlambe bazosinceda.
There is a problem because like this issue of what is the name of this
James Mhlatsi?
No, the name of the contract.
Ubuntu.
You are saying the guy who leading the NUM is involved there?
No, he's the owner.
He's the owner.
Yeah, he was the former president
of NUM. He's the owner of
Ubuntu.
Then we do experience more exploitation than
the past. And why do you think that's the case? This is not the only one. You've got Cyril as Ramaphosa, former, he's now a multi-millionaire. You've got Patrice Motsepe. Why do you think that there's this situation in the last 5 to 10 years where former comrades and other people are now doing exactly the same thing that the former oppressors did?
Just before you answer, let me change the tape because I don't want to miss this.
Okay, you were just going to change the tape, so hold on just a minute. Are you ready? Okay,
I'm going to move closer together your chairs.
Okay. So I think you know the question now, yeah.
To my observation, in the end, it's been a long time, in fact, of these guys from NUM, from ANC, Valida, these BBE companies, the system of 7 side. And I know one guy business, our strategy is the way of running the business. Yes, they are there, but by se Ababan will be a capitalist system as the managers. Bona, they are there as directors. Then Ababan is the managers. And these managers are those guys, they have the apartheid system. Using that experience of exploiting a band.
I got it.
So that is why there is no change. Because you see this guy, there's a gap between us and the top guys. Because they are sitting, these managers there. You can't just go over there without fire. To this
exam.
And they will ask you why. Why do you go there without us? Then they implementing procedures, everything, the old system procedures. Yes. Unless these guys they can change and training Ababand will be disadvantaged to run their businesses. It's where then we can see the change.
And why do you think that former leaders of National Union of Mine Workers are now capitalists today?
Uh,
you see that is why we are saying lelomcimbi we PE because masithatha ilizwe sithe abantu mabathathe control.
When we see this piece, when we talk about this business of BEE, when we were taking the land from the old government, we were saying,
"Abantu bamnyama maba occupy his position."
We were saying the black people they must occupy the positions.
But now, ingxaki now ukuthi instead of ababantu baplawe back. Mabefika phaya bazenzela okokwa sibona njenge individual bebe ngabangaba abatyayo bathi bafumane phaya.
The problem that now we are facing is because instead of these people ba report back to the people, they are not doing that. They are saving themselves for their jackets where they are now.
And mawujonga uzothola ukuthi because into esimangalisa ukuthi all right guess us cut. Bebezi unionist. But now, mabe figa betata as land, le misebenzo kanye as companies. Baya chinja, babe ngongowa. Ungowa, kuya fana nomyungowa.
If you look now, they were working under the unions. But when they come to take the power to the companies, I didn't get the more.
The capitalist.
Oh, yeah. They start to capitalist, to be the capitalist.
So, and as you only get quick changes, government was born in the system by 7 side, it's a change as well before.
And then we don't see the changes because this system they're using now is like the way they were the old government they're using that system.
So, how does that, I mean. You're a little bit newer into the industry. You've been around for a long time. How does that make you feel? All of these struggles that have happened, all the NUM pioneered unionism in this country in many ways, and all of the collective bargaining and all of the rights and everything. You've mentioned some of the positive things, the LRA, the basic conditions of employment, these things. But now you're experiencing, you're sitting in a mine working under a outsourced company with this BEE component. How does that make you feel about things since 1994? Have they, yeah, just on a personal level as a worker?
Isn't it? Isn't it? Since we have a strike, it's changed. We have a mine, it's changed. And then we have a lot of needs. So when we have a lot of needs, we have a lot.
Yeah, mina ngathi nje isend indlela efamba sihambe in trying to address le ngxaki sikuyo. Because as iqabane sisho apha, asingeke sikwazi uyi-addressa i-question ye-black empowerment. Angaba iseyile ndlela okanye sasebenzisa le system. It won't help into okokuba kuthathwe a person ofana no Patrice Motsepe kuthi uzawuba yi-executive director then aqeshe a manager uJuan van Vuuren as a manager that reports to him and a sensor as apartheid policies is implemented against us. It won't help.
Okay, that's yeah. And just to get back to a little bit, I see this place that you're living now. Do you think that these kinds of conditions, I mean, one of the main complaints of workers in the past was the single-sex hostels and the separation from family and long periods of time. How do you think your conditions of work outside the mine but here in your social lives have changed in this kind of set, in this kind of situation?
I think maybe translate.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, in fact, ngokwangoku.
Right.
Sizamile uyadressa i-question yokuhlala nefamily zethu kwindawo esisebenza kuzo. But ke in a case of Mdive where kungekho hostels, siye sifumane iindawo zoxesha ezifana nezi. And ezi ndawo ke sihlala kuzo apha, this is not a hostel, but sihlala nefamily zethu.
Okay, so families are allowed to live here.
That's right. But ayikho enough because the room endihlala kuyo apha manongena phakathi kwayo. It's just like lenda sihleli kuyo kule ndawo.
It's a small
that is not accommodating ifamily yam. It's only my wife. Nam qha kuphela abantwana.
That's it. None of your children.
Yeah. Unless ndihambe ndiyekhaya. Where ndizawufumana ke ngoku indlela yohlala nefamily yam ngendlela efana. Now ngamanye amazwi ke ayika adresseki ke loo nto phantsi kwabantu usebenza phantsi kwabo abo babelida iikhampeyini ezazisithi makuhlalwe ngabasebenzi ndawonye neefemeli zabo.
Okay. Did you have anything to add to that? As a, are you married as well?
Yes.
And you have children?
Yeah.
Are they here or with you or are they?
No,
no. No? They're staying there. Do you wish they could be here?
Yeah. But I don't have enough room.
And what do you pay separately as far as rent here? Is that a separate arrangement or is it part of your work?
It's a separate arrangement. It's mine. I don't know something.
And the rates for what you pay here? You think it's fair or you too much or
unfair or unfair, because even the person or owner this now I think we should get ilendo e profit in terms of ilendo, yeah. So but go no way to, because for example I'm paying 290 per month.
Mm-hmm.
290, I think it's including water and electricity. I think maybe it's reasonable for
you. Okay. And what, how you, I, are each of these rooms supplied with, where do you get your water from?
Some taps.
Let me.
Yeah?
This is a shower.
This is the shower behind us.
Shower.
Uh huh.
There's a tap there for drinking water.
Uh huh.
There is a tap next to this guy here.
Okay.
For drinking water.
So that's where you get your water from. Okay.
Can I ask a question? Might be a little bit embarrassing, but for a man like yourself, whose wife is far away, you know they say a man has needs. How for the men who are living here and whose families are far away, what do they do for women?
I suppose to go home. Sometimes, like as he said, his wife is at home currently, and he must stay at home maybe 6 months. The only visit him maybe on the weekend. He just stay at home with his wife one night. Let's say if it goes here on Friday, Saturday is at home, on Sunday he must come back. Okay. Then you can't say you are staying with your family.
Mm.
I'm actually asking also broadly. Now, considering that he can't see his wife, what does he do? Maybe not for you, but take another man for example.
His wife, then you just go around. And once you get out here, because the cherries are not allowed to get in here, you must go outside. And once you go outside as well, then you are not safe. You are not safe.
When you say not safe, what do you mean?
I mean, it's easy for you to get sick. You can get injured. Because you can approach somebody's wife, you see, something like that.
Mm. So do you, in social terms here, do you feel like you're almost separate from the community? It's like this is where you are. Maybe you go out to get some things, but you generally stay in here, and this is where you're supposed to be, in the communities out there. Is that how it feels?
Yes.
Okay. I know I'm labeling this thing of thing, but are there a lot of prostitutes that the men from the mine use in this area?
Oh, no. In fact, those are not prostitutes as such. You see, but there are people outside.
So you're saying they just have relationships with other women? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But bear in mind that the local people, which are the Peri-speaking people, can say to you, look, this is not your area. Why do you do this? Can you see?
Sure.
Do you, that raises a question for me in the workforce, in the mine. Are there any, I mean, one of the things that the NUM pioneered was bringing people together in a union who were from different ethnic groups and language groups and other things. Has the outsourcing and the division of things in a mine like Modikwa raised that up again? Or are there any problems with regards to, like, your Xhosa speaking, Pedi, there's Zulu speakers, is that not an issue at the workplace?
Emsebenzini ayo issue. Yo, siyasebenza nje singabasebenzi sonke.
So at work, that is not
an issue. Not an issue. Okay.
I mean, you know, I want to ask you another question. When earlier you were talking about the causes, the things that led to the strike, how many of those issues have now been resolved after the strike?
Ngoba into yayi-banning issue. Yaye ngumcimbi we-Connops. And esicinde ngoba ke noko kwafikelela kwa-reach agreement. So yayiyinto yayinengxaki kakhulu. And even other issues nazo zakhona ukulungisa ukuresolve ezinye ke zifelwa kuma-task team and ama wages. So it's a process.
Okay.
And as a worker whose experience these processes, are you enthusiastic about the outcome of this process that's been set up in the aftermath of the that it's come after the strike? Do you think it's going to actually address the problems?
Ngoshobe sicinga ngalo, because angeke sicho manje because the process, but ngehlobo sicinga ngalo sicinga ngoba mhlambe sizawusinceda at the end of the day kwezo processes, because eyona nto yayiserious apha kukuthi usebenze amasunday, because i-problem kukuthi abanye sizi-church goer asikhona ukuya, asikhona ukuattenda ama-funerals because of the Connop system, you see, because fana ukuthi sibekho abantu emsebenzini. And that thing, because ne-management kweli cala ithi i-production ayikhona ukuyifumana, you see, i-system enoyinceda ibe productive yile nto kukuthi makusetyenzwe Connops. But kwaku compromise lendo good no my beko ilendo in a premier for Econops, then kwa figela log clipping. So at least no final plan.
As I said, this it's a process, but we believe that maybe one day the matter will be resolved.
Okay. I wanted to we're coming to the end of the thing, but I wanted to go back to some of the original things that we were just to make a connection. Both of you come from the former Transkei, generally a rural area as well, you know? I mean, Mtata's a little bit of an urban, but generally rural. This is a rural area. How do you think since 1994 things have or have not changed for these kinds of rural areas that are quite similar around South Africa if you look at their problems?
You see, mawujonga ne, especially kuma rural areas, really, I've got cause changes.
If you check on the rural areas, there is no any changes.
So kumsebenzi omninzi ofana ukuthi wenziwe.
There is still a lot of job that must be done.
Because even Maujonga upon Sugako Namanza Wagabiko.
If you check where I come from, there is no water.
And if Uzojonga as those are more RTP as equal about Salako.
And also the RTPs.
So Sindo is Negij, I'll come correct to rural areas.
So a lot of things at the rural areas.
Because Maujonga, Uzojonga and Bombers, oh, Liafana and Suago is NK.
And if you can check the whole Limpopo province, it's like the same
as the
Eastern
Cape.
From it. Eastern Cape.
And if even up, if we are Jongan, if our Mali, our Kwazuk from Manamans, like was La Manzilla, Baba Bawan and Ziba, Baba Buril, then if our Namal were so gole, and get off Manamans, found what you go mum duck season because Aknamazla.
If you check here, if you don't have the money, you're not going to get the water. But because if you can check, people they have to bore some holes for water. So you have to get, if you put something on the table before you get the water.
Mm. Did you have anything to add to that? No? Okay. So just lastly, if I want to, as workers and as politicized workers in some ways, I think in a lot of your responses, what do you, I mean, if you look at the whole situation now in South Africa, there's been a lot of positive changes. You're saying certain things have not changed. What do you think needs to happen at the bigger level, not necessarily at the mine or just here, but in terms of our society for ordinary poor people in rural areas in particular, even in urban areas, for their lives to get better? What kinds of things need to change? What needs to happen?
I think interesting though, I'm trying to be in August, because even I'm a basic needs.
Also, I'm a basic needs. The people are still waiting.
And apostling bam time because of man's good chances in those yabeg but implementation in a problem and the strategy in the Maguenzuanga who implement is limited to coin.
Yeah.
So I think, and also Abantu, I think Abantu ababekwa kwezinasinga in terms of manage and as do is Ababa. I think basa ne problem is skills in terms of it deliver. So if maybe kunga check good, ka kuthathwa abantu bebekwa kuma position, uqiniseke ukuthi umuntu aka misplaceanga because omnye uyabekwa just but akakhona akazukhona ukwenza la msebenzi. But then the problem is now, at the end of the day, akuna deliver le bantu.
Yeah, I got it.
So, and really, yes, it's about now. Yes, I'm a partner, fire, but still, and mauzo ya kumkui kala laba sevens. Like a cool. Tina safana just ska kulu leg right. Imitate to corner. So long as but in terms of living, that's which has any problem.
There is still changes. We see they're trying to change somewhere, but at the side of the workers, really, there is nothing. To us, it's still a problem.
And Maujonga South Africa as a whole, in interesting, abanye basebenza koma private sector, zonke ezo zinto ezo, and uzothola ukuthi akunanto eziningi ezifikelela kuma private sector. Only nje mhlawumbe phaya ku government phana phaya apho kufana nje ngathi
nomanyana. You find sometimes people they are still working in the private sector, so there is no better than there, at least at the government position. It's where the people they are getting better.
A decent wage. Even though they've been on strike now for 2 weeks, even the public sector workers, yeah. Okay, did you want to add anything to that? No? Okay. At the end of every interview, we always ask if there's something that we haven't... What we're trying to... I think what you see what we're trying to do is just get different viewpoints and as workers. Is there any... This video and these recordings will be seen by quite a lot of researchers, maybe even government people and others. And in the, is there anything as workers here in this context that you think we haven't covered that you would want to say?
No, I don't think to me, it seems you have covered everything.
Okay. Yeah? Nothing else? You got any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for...